Imagine walking onto a car lot, you know, looking at the manufacturer's suggested retail price slapped right there on the window, and realizing that number has, well, absolutely no connection to what the vehicle is actually worth.
Right, it's just a totally fictional number.
Exactly. I mean, for the last decade, real estate in Portugal's Western Algarve just didn't work like that at all. If you wanted the car, you paid the sticker price. No questions asked.
Yeah, none.
But today, you know, as of mid-2026, the headline number you see on a property listing and the actual final check written at the closing table, they've officially divorced.
Oh, completely. And you know, understanding the terms of that divorce is now the single most important skill you can have if you're looking at this market right now. I
Right.
mean, we are watching a massive, quiet psychological shift unfold in real time, and it's just completely upending how property is valued on the southern coast of Portugal.
So today's deep dive focuses on a highly revealing market report from Estate Online. It's titled, How the Gap Between Asking and Achieved Prices is Reshaping the Western Algarve Market in 2026.
Yeah.
So to you listening, if you're the kind of person who wants to cut through the noise and get straight to the aha moments, you are in the right place.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's unpack this, because to really grasp why this current dynamic is such a shock to the system, we really have to establish the stark contrast between the reality on the ground today and the absolute fever dream that was the past decade in the Algarve.
Yeah, fever dream is the right way to put it, because the past decade established a very specific, deeply ingrained muscle memory for sellers.
Right.
For the better part of 10 years, sellers in the Western Algarve were actively rewarded for doing something that, well, in any normal economic environment, usually totally
It's
backfired.
pricing themselves out of the market.
Exactly. But here, they were rewarded for pricing high and just waiting.
It was like the ultimate low-effort strategy. You could essentially pick an aspirational number out of thin air, put a sign in the yard, and go to the beach.
Yeah, and it worked. It was a completely rational strategy given the conditions at the time. I mean, the demand from international buyers was just pouring in so much faster than developers could secure permits and build new homes.
Right, there was nothing to buy.
Exactly. Because of that extreme structural scarcity, an ambitious asking figure wasn't really a deterrent. It was just, you know, a hurdle buyers were totally willing to jump.
Wow.
And they usually met that price in full, often within a single buying season.
Okay.
The market was moving so fast, it would just inevitably catch up to whatever premium a seller demanded.
But looking at this Estate Online data, it shows that as we move through 2026, that era is entirely over. And here is the really fascinating tension in the data, I think.
Yeah.
If you look at asking prices around Lagos and, you know, those iconic villages along the western coast, they are actually still climbing. Sellers are still aiming for the moon.
Oh, the ambition definitely hasn't evaporated, not at all. Sellers are still looking at what their neighbors achieved at the absolute peak of the frenzy, and they're trying to tack on an extra 5%.
Right. But the sum a buyer actually agrees to pay now sits a very clear, quantifiable step below that headline number.
It does.
To put some hard data to this, average asking prices across the Algarve as a whole are hovering near €4,050 per square meter on the Idealista price index.
Yeah, the asking prices.
Right, the asking. But homes are actually closing beneath that. And if you zoom in on Lagos specifically, general property is trading around €4,600 per square meter.
Which is high.
It is. It's edging higher. It remains a very firm, highly desirable market. But the gap between the boldest asking prices and what buyers will actually commit to, that gap has widened dramatically.
It has. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to be incredibly careful with our terminology here.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, this widening gap is not a collapse in property values. The source material makes this very, very explicit.
Right, people hear gap and think crash.
Exactly. But the market hasn't crashed. It has normalized. We are simply witnessing the end of an abnormal liquidity-fueled period where almost anything priced within any realm of reason just sold at its asking figure.
So the market is really just digesting a return to gravity.
Exactly that, a return to gravity. And the gap we're talking about isn't some uniform penalty applied to every single home.
Okay.
For villas that are realistically priced based on current 2026 transaction data, the gap between asking and achieved price is actually quite modest.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But the gap widens sharply, almost punishingly, for homes that launch with a totally unrealistic, inflated price tag.
Because buyers are suddenly seeing cranes in the sky,
Right.
right? And new developments opening up, which I guess brings us to the underlying mechanics of this whole
Yeah,
shift.
the why behind it all.
Exactly. If asking prices and achieved prices are drifting apart, the power dynamics have fundamentally changed. And it starts with a very simple economic reality. Supply has finally entered the chat.
It really alters the entire psychological landscape of the transaction. You know, for years, buyers operated under this crushing sense of urgency.
Total FOMO.
Exactly. There just wasn't enough inventory to go around. But now, a steady, predictable flow of resale homes and, you know, finally completed development projects has actually hit the market.
Right.
And the moment a buyer has three viable options instead of just one, their sense of urgency just evaporates.
It's a binary shift in leverage. I mean, if you don't like a seller's price today, you don't have to compromise or overextend yourself. You can literally just walk down the street to a comparable property.
Yeah, and without that intense urgency, this new phenomenon emerges, which the report identifies as intense buyer discipline.
Buyer discipline.
Yeah, look, a massive share of Western Algarve purchasers are international buyers. They're paying in cash, or they're utilizing very, very light leverage.
Yeah.
Because they aren't forced to move by a strict corporate relocation date or like a school enrollment deadline, they are rarely in a hurry. They compare, they wait, and they are completely willing to walk away from a seller who is ignoring recent transaction evidence.
Okay, wait. That doesn't track for me.
No.
No, because usually when we look at transitioning real estate markets, whether it's Miami, Vancouver, or London, international buyers flush with cash are the exact people who trigger the FOMO.
Sure, historically.
Right. They don't care about local comps, they just want the vacation home immediately, and they flood the market, overpay, and drive prices into the stratosphere. So why are these exact same international cash buyers suddenly acting like disciplined hedge fund managers in the Algarve?
That's a great question. It speaks to a massive maturation in how real estate is transacted globally in 2026.
Okay.
You're right that in a highly speculative, opaque market, cash buyers can totally drive irrational pricing. But the democratization of data has completely changed the psychology of a wealthy buyer. The demand for the Algarve isn't weak right now. The premium that a place like Lagos commands is totally genuine. But buyers are no longer willing to pay a premium for scarcity alone.
Because they aren't flying blind anymore. They have the receipts.
Exactly. They have the transaction history of the entire neighborhood sitting right there in their pocket on a smartphone.
Right.
They refuse to anchor their expectations to what a seller's neighbor was merely asking 2 years ago. They are demanding to see what comparable homes have actually achieved this quarter.
So they're informed.
Highly informed. They want the lifestyle of the Western Algarve, obviously, but they didn't acquire their wealth by subsidizing someone else's unrealistic ambition. They can afford to be utterly clinical about the transaction.
Which creates a massive practical problem for you, the listener, if you're trying to navigate this landscape.
It does.
I mean, if the asking price, that big, bold number on the property portal, is no longer a reliable indicator of what a home is actually worth, how do you measure true value? If the price tag is effectively a fiction, what metric is telling the truth?
Well, we have to shift our focus entirely away from the currency and start looking at the calendar.
The calendar.
Yeah. The new truth serum in the 2026 Western Algarve market is days on the market. Time is the honest measure of reality right now.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because if you think about it, time on the market is essentially a high-stakes staring contest.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Right. On one side of the table, you have the seller's ambition, that number they emotionally anchor to. And on the other side, you have the buyer's reality, what the market data dictates the home is actually worth.
Yep.
And they are just sitting there staring at each other across this widening gap. But the clock is ticking. And the longer the clock ticks, the more pressure builds, forcing someone to blink.
And the data tells us exactly how long that staring contest is lasting.
Really?
Yeah. The Idealista study from the second quarter of 2026 paints a very clear picture of this. If you look nationally across all of Portugal, about 1 in 10 property sells within a week of being listed. Roughly a third take, somewhere between 3 and 12 months.
So nationally, about 10% are getting snatched up immediately.
Right. But look at the Faro district, which covers the entire Algarve region. The proportion of homes changing hands inside a week drops to under 5%.
Under 5%. Wow. That means 95% of sellers are being forced to sit and wait.
Exactly. It tells you unequivocally that buyers in the Algarve are taking their time to stress test every single price tag. Pricing is just no longer being accepted blindly.
Right.
If a villa hits the market and gets serious, tangible interest in its first few weeks, it means it is priced correctly. It's sitting at or near its achievable, evidence-based level.
Makes sense.
But if a property sits there, passes the local average days on market, and hears absolutely nothing, crickets.
Man, that silence has to be agonizing for a seller who is used to the 2023 market.
It is, but that silence is the loudest signal in real estate. It signals that the asking figure and the true value have drifted completely apart. And when that drift happens, an inevitable correction is coming, the seller is going to have to blink.
One way or another.
Yeah. It might be a formal public price reduction on the listing portal, or it might be a heavily negotiated discount behind closed doors at the closing table, but the correction will happen. Time reveals the vulnerability of the asking price.
So if time is the new truth serum, how do you actually operate in this environment? Let's bring this all together into the 2026 playbook.
Let's do it.
We have the data, we understand the psychology of the staring contest, and we see why the gap exists. How does a listener apply this knowledge to a real-world transaction today? Let's start with the buyers.
For buyers, the fundamental rule of engagement is that the asking price must be treated strictly as an opening position.
Okay.
You have to build a comprehensive view of achieved values, what similar homes actually closed for, before you even consider making an offer.
But the report issues a really crucial warning here for buyers. Because armed with this knowledge that asking prices are inflated, it's very tempting to just adopt a scorched earth negotiation strategy, right?
Yes, and that is exactly where a lot of buyers trip up. Mm-hmm. The report explicitly warns against chasing a single blanket percentage discount across every property.
Yeah.
You cannot just adopt a personal policy of offering like 10% under asking on whatever you find. Treating the discount as a fixed spreadsheet formula ends badly for everyone involved.
Walk us through why that fails. Because on the surface, asking for a flat 10% off in a cooling market seems like standard operating procedure.
It fails because it ignores the nuance of individual seller behavior. Let's look at two different scenarios.
Okay, scenario one.
In scenario one, you find a home that is freshly listed. The seller was highly pragmatic, looked at the 2026 comparable sales, and priced it fairly against real recent data.
A reasonable seller.
Exactly. In that scenario, there is very little room for negotiation. The value is real. If you blindly demand a 10% discount on that fairly priced home, simply because you think, you know, that's what the market dictates, you will offend the seller, the negotiations will stall, and a more astute buyer will just swoop in and secure the property.
So you lose the house because you were fighting a battle that didn't even exist.
Precisely. But conversely, look at scenario two. You find a home that has been lingering on the market for 6 months. It's stale.
Past the days on market test.
Yep. It was priced purely on the seller's ego and an outdated view of the 2023 market. That home has meaningful, massive room for negotiation.
Right.
If you apply your rigid 10% discount rule to a home that is structurally overpriced by, say, 25%, you just negotiated against yourself. You overpaid.
Wow, yeah.
Knowing which of those two scenarios you are walking into, a pragmatic seller or an ambitious one, is what separates a savvy purchase from a massive financial misstep.
That requires actual nuance. You have to read the room, or in this case, read the listing history.
Exactly.
Okay, what about the other side of the coin? If I'm a seller listening to this right now, I'm probably feeling pretty defensive. My neighbor got top dollar for their house 2 years ago. Why should I settle for less today? What is the blunt message for them?
The message for sellers in 2026 is uncompromising. Price to the evidence, not to your ambition.
Hard truth.
It is. But if you price to the evidence, a home in the Western Algarve will still sell incredibly well and reasonably quickly. We know the underlying demand is strong.
Right. The buyers are still there.
The international buyers are still arriving. They still want the lifestyle and they still have the capital. The fundamental desirability of the region hasn't changed one bit.
But if a seller gets greedy,
yeah,
and decides they want to test the waters with an inflated price anyway, what is the actual cost of that ambition?
The market will punish you with time. It will take significantly longer to correct your inflated figure than it used to. And the brutal irony is, holding out for that unrealistic number usually costs you more capital in the long run.
Wait, how so? If they eventually drop the price, shouldn't they just end up at the true market value anyway?
Not necessarily, because of the psychological damage a stale listing suffers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, by the time a stubborn seller finally capitulates and drops the price after months of sitting stagnant, the buyer pool perceives the property as damaged goods.
Like, what's wrong with it?
Exactly. Buyers see a property that has been sitting for 180 days and they instantly wonder, why hasn't anyone else bought it? It invites lowball offers.
Makes sense.
You almost always end up selling for less than you would have if you had just set a realistic, evidence-based opening price to begin with. The premium for places like Lado's is genuine, but today it has to be earned against comparable sales. It can no longer just be assumed.
So what does this all mean for the listener who is ready to make a move, whether buying or selling? The conclusion of the Estate Online report makes it incredibly clear. Successfully navigating this new normalized market requires knowing where realistic value sits, end quote. Well, actually, to phrase it perfectly, it requires knowing the value street by street and home by home.
That concept is everything. Street by street and home by home.
Yeah.
It means you cannot rely on broad regional generalizations anymore. You can't just say the Algarve is up or the Algarve is down. You have to understand the micro market of the specific cul-de-sac you're actually looking at.
So to summarize this journey we've been on, the Western Algarve has fundamentally transformed over the last 12 months. It is no longer a Wild West market where absolute scarcity allows a seller to just name their wildest price, cross their arms, and wait for a desperate buyer to cave.
No, those days are gone.
That era is definitively over. We have entered a deeper, more considered, and frankly, a much healthier market where comparable evidence rules. The gap between what is asked on the portal and what is paid at the closing table is the defining metric of 2026, and navigating that gap requires intense discipline, patience, and highly localized knowledge.
It does. And if I can leave you with one final thought to mull over, it builds exactly on that necessity of street-by-street knowledge.
Please do.
We live in an era where buyers and sellers alike obsessively rely on online indexes, digital valuation models, and property apps. We want algorithms to digest millions of data points and tell us the exact indisputable value of a property instantly.
Right. We want the math to make the decision for us.
We do.
Yeah.
But this widening gap we've discussed today proves that algorithms have a massive blind spot. They often fail entirely to capture the nuances of human emotion.
That's so true.
An algorithm doesn't know that a seller is emotionally attached to the custom tiles they installed in the kitchen. It doesn't know that a seller is stubbornly anchoring to a price from 3 years ago, or, conversely, that a seller is quietly highly motivated to liquidate.
Yeah.
Algorithms just struggle to accurately quantify seller ambition versus market reality.
They can't measure stubbornness?
Exactly. This raises an important question for the future of this market. As the Algarve continues to normalize, and as the digital data becomes noisier with these inflated asking prices, will the ultimate power in real estate actually return to the analog art of walking the neighborhood?
Oh, wow.
If the true gap between a seller's hope and the market's reality can't be accurately seen on a digital screen, the biggest advantage you might have as a buyer in 2026 isn't having a better app or a faster spreadsheet.
It's boots on the ground.
Yes. It might be putting your boots on the ground. It might be talking to locals at the cafe, looking at how long the grass has been growing at a listing, sensing the desperation or the confidence of the seller, and just doing the old-fashioned legwork. The most valuable data right now might not be in the cloud at all. It might be on the street.
The ultimate analog advantage in a highly digital world.
I love that. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Whether you're prepping to buy a villa on the coast, looking to sell a property you've held for years, or you are just fascinated by the shifting psychology of global real estate markets, we hope this cleared the muddy waters and gave you the insight you were looking for. Until next time, keep looking beyond the sticker price.